Godfrey.
Hey.
I'm in your town.
Oh, you're in my town. It's your town, too, man. All the towns are your town.
I'm in your town.
You're
I'm
in my town.
New York. And you're performing at Gotham Comedy Club
Comedy
this weekend.
Club. That's right.
Yeah.
23rd Street between 7th and 8th. Avenue.
And this is home for you?
Yeah, this is home for me. 16 years now, from Chicago to here.
My man.
You know what I mean? You know, trying to hold it down.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
16 years you've been in the business?
16. I've been in the business. 19 years I've been in the business.
Off mic, we were talking about the fact that he used to do warm-ups for the Cosby Show.
Yes, I was warming up for his show. His last show that he had with Felicia Rashad was just them two. In 1997, it was called Cosby.
I remember.
And I did it for about 5-6 months, which, you know, you come from Chicago, you a comedian, you
that's
working for Cosby.
Gig,
that's like
a
the big
gig.
Yeah, Anthony knows. Yeah, that's a big, giant gig because you don't have no money, and then you're getting paid
a
weekly.
You're doing warm-ups every week? Woo, that's good.
I had to warm up for 8 hours. Eight hours straight, man.
So did you see anything?
Did I see anything? No, I just saw people just hanging around, just having fun. And I didn't hear about that. What he was doing now was knocking people out. I didn't hear about that.
What did you hear about?
All I knew is there were young actresses looking for a job. There would just be women around all the time. I'm like, yo, who are these chicks? And you know me, I'm trying to holler. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, are they here for me to watch me warm up? No. It's like, this is Dr. Cosby's extra pudding. I guarantee you that zaba 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 is coming in handy when he gets questions.
I didn't see the Larry King live interview that you were talking
There's
about.
There's a Larry King, you can YouTube it. He's on Larry King explaining how to put like a, to drug a chick. Like he's like, all you do is just a little size of a pin and you just put it in the drink and boy, God bless America, whatever he says. Yeah.
And he did.
He's explaining it.
And
Larry's like, oh, is that all you're doing?
King. Right.
No, that was him.
No, he was talking about it.
It was actually him, and he made it a routine. You're right, right, right.
Right.
No, well, the Spanish Fly routine was long ago. That was in the 60s?
In the 60s he was doing it, but then he was explaining how to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, he was explaining
it. And that was like, what, the 80s?
This was like, I think 90s.
90s?
Because his hair looked 90s.
Uh-huh.
That was when he was in the mix. Like when the Cosby show was on point. Like, he was on point when it first came out the box. He was explaining how to knock women out, man. With the 1-2 punch. Bam, ba do ba do. That's how they get knocked out. That's the last thing they heard when they were knocked out. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
And they wake up. Here comes the pudding.
Oh, my God. Am I mistaken? Do you do Denzel also? Don't you do Denzel?
I do this the way Denzel is, you know, because Denzel kind of makes everybody feel stupid, you know, kind of, you know. No, like I was like, I would hate to be his kids. He has like 4 kids. Let's say his kids came in with like a bad grade, a D grade. They say, oh, Dad, I got a D. Oh, is that right? You got a D? Is that what it is? Huh? You got a D? Huh? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? All you got is a D? Huh? Everybody else got an A? You got a D? No, everybody makes mistakes, but you can improve. I know you can improve. All right? Yeah. Yeah. Man up. Man up.
To his daughters.
But I'm 4.
Yeah, man, that's Denzel. That's my man right there. He does no wrong.
Ripping up this weekend at Gotham Comedy Club. Was over. Godfrey.
Yeah, yeah.
My man.
I appreciate it.